Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saw this towards the end of last week, over the weekend. It was probably Friday, where this LeBron James tension that was seemed to be going on, and the whole, oh, you know that they're building towards the future and I got to see what the Lakers do in the offseason if I'm going to stick around, actually started. This was a Ramona Shelbourne and Brian Windhorst report. It started when Rob Pelinka and J.J. Redick had a reservation at the famed Craig's restaurant in West Hollywood. And the third person invited to that dinner was none other and Luka Doncic.
Is that to see what he was eating and drinking?
I knew you were going to say that. And LeBron wasn't invited to the dinner. And he got word of that, and that's where this whole thing kind of started.
Well,
going.
That's
got
to be sending a message.
I mean, is it?
I don't know. You know, if you're going to take, you're going to go to such a high-profile place with another high-profile player, I don't know if LeBron was not available that night or...
I don't think he was asked.
All right, so if he was not asked, then this was... To me, you're basically not hiding the fact that your future is Luka Doncic.
Yeah, but I mean, he should know that already. I mean, LeBron's 40. He's got to understand.
Do you think... I wouldn't be surprised. But wasn't Pelinka involved with LeBron in some way, shape, or form?
What do you mean? Involved?
Like as an agent?
Was he LeBron's agent? No, because Leon Rose was his agent, and then Rich Paul became his agent.
Okay, all right. But didn't LeBron have something to do with getting Pelinka the job or something?
I don't think so, no. I think Rob Pelinka was there before LeBron got there. I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, whatever. But to me, I would think... It just reading the tea leaves and trying to figure out what the hell's going on out there. Everybody that's involved with the Lakers is just sick of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the LeBron thing. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah. And then that's what's going to be interesting about the fact that, you know, there could be a chance that he gets moved, but it's just going to be the receiving team is going to be the problem. I'm sure that LeBron would want to leave. I'm sure the Lakers would be fine with parting with him at this point. But who is taking that on?
Well, he's not going west. He would only come east.
Right.
And he would come into the Eastern Conference and, you know, would Cleveland want to go around and around and around with him? Would the Bucks want to add him if they think they could fit him in somehow?
I mean, it's about business more than anything, isn't it?
Yes.
And there's no doubt that he brings that. I mean, it could be his final season.
In Cleveland. So his first season was in Cleveland and his last season is in Cleveland.
I'm sure people would go wild.
Nice way to finish it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think people would go crazy for that in Cleveland. But does it give them a step back in a wide-open Eastern Conference where they'd want to win a championship? But, like, what makes the organization more money? LeBron James on the Cavaliers for the entire year and they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, or the Cavaliers winning the championship without LeBron James?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say the Cavaliers going into the playoffs.
With LeBron?
With LeBron would make them a ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, just signing LeBron would, you could probably up so many things without, you know, the fans even realizing you're doing it.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, Troy, I don't know. How do Cavalier fans feel about it? You think they're 50-50, 60-40 in favor?
I think they weren't mad at him the second time that he left because he delivered the championship and they were fine with it. I think that they would welcome him back. I mean, the season that he had last year and the way that he looked, I mean, you could get excited about that. I could, if he ended up on the Knicks, even though I don't want to see it, I could somehow convince myself to be excited about that.
Well, it would be a story for sure.
Also, I mean, just the fact that I think he's still got something in the tank. But he's just, I mean,
you look at their salary situation and who they'd have to get rid of.
Talk about the Cavs.
God almighty. I mean, Evan Mobley is making $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year he's making 46, and then he's got an extension all the way out to 29-30 where he's making 61. I mean, we're at a $70 million a year player already in SGA.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are we from a $100 million a year player?
3 years? I mean, probably. That's the best. I mean, the way things have been moving, I'd say 3 years is the answer.
Right. So Donovan Mitchell's there for 3 more years. Garland's there for 3 more years. Hunter is there for 2 more years. I mean, they would have to...
Jared Allen just signed an extension, didn't he?
Yeah, he's there. Wow, they're spending a ton of dough, man. I don't know if they could make it match.
Yeah, which is obviously the tough thing. But, I mean, they really, that would be a bad idea for them at this point. But then again, you know, I mean, that's the golden boy.
Well, they added Lonzo Ball, right?
Yes, they did.
They did because of the injury. Damian Lillard, right?
No. Lillard was on the Bucks.
I mean, did somebody get hurt on?
Not out for the year, no. I mean, they were dinged up, but no one ended up being out for the year.
LeBron's making $53
million? Is he? Doesn't seem like enough.
Well, again, like if the Knicks wanted to trade for LeBron, what would they have to give up to get him?
OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson. I think those two for sure.
I can't even imagine that they would want to do that.
I don't think that they do. I think LeBron would probably ask them, and then Rich Paul would probably make that phone call.
Yeah, if I were Jim Dolan, no way. No way. We wanted you here 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And you had a chance to cement the legacy here in New York, and you didn't do it. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to come running to us when you're 41 years old?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that the Lakers would love to get rid of him at this point. Seems like they're moving on. I think LeBron would love to go somewhere in the East, having one more chance at a championship. But who's that partner in this whole thing? Doesn't exist. No one's going to want him bad enough. He's too old. I mean, he played great last year, but no one's moving heaven and earth to get LeBron James.
Think
anymore.
About it. If he would have gone as a free agent somewhere, it wouldn't have cost as much.
Right. Exactly.
And he could have taken less money, and he could have maybe picked a team to go to just to ride it out one more year to see if he could win a championship, whether it be Cleveland, New York, or Milwaukee, maybe, I don't know, Orlando, maybe.
But he opted in because that was the most amount of money he could make. If he opted out, he could have been on another team, but he would have been making far less money.
But he only would have opted out had Rich Paul had somebody that wanted him.
True.
And maybe somebody that would have done like a Harden deal. Instead of making $53 million this year, we'll give you $80 million over 2 years.
Yeah, true. But now you're locked into another year with 42, 43-year-old LeBron James. I mean, he was impressive last year, but at some point it's going to go, and it's going to go quick. You know?
I mean, it can't go on forever. It is amazing. I mean, you know, he's got no body fat. He's chiseled. But, you know, at this age, all athletes are like this. And even Tom Brady, who went out swinging, he was throwing 50 times a game there at the end because he lost Bruce Arians and he was calling all the plays. I would just say that very few athletes are ever built like this to look like this.
Yeah, and doing it at a high level for so long, so many minutes. I mean, it's incredible. how many games he's played.
I think the Lakers are going to be stuck with him.
I think so, too.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.